Morning, Mary Lou.
Morning, Mary Lou. How are you?
Sounds a little stopped up.
Oh. Sometimes people wake up that way and it kind of goes away after you're up a little bit.
I hope this goes away. It kind of started in last night, and man, it doesn't. Just clear drainage.
Take an extra whack, though.
Okay.
Anyone else? And some jade. Anyone else want to say hello?
Morning, Nancy. It's Betty.
Betty, how are you?
Very good, thank you. Loving the sunshine.
I know, for now.
Yeah.
Did you get a storm last night?
No.
Oh, it didn't get to you? Okay. Somebody's jingling something. I don't know what that is. Anyone else? Say hello.
Good morning, all. This is Steve. Have a great day.
Morning. How are you?
Doing well.
Good. Anyone have any questions, thoughts, or concerns? Anybody see Oz yesterday? Okay, I haven't really spent much time on his programs because I figure everybody at least has the availability to watch it, but it's the second half of the program, and I forget the woman's name, the gastroenterologist that he had on. He's had her on before, and I guess I'll record it next Monday morning just to get her name in my notes, which I didn't do. Anyway, she talked about resistant carbs. I don't think I've heard that term before. Anybody hear that term before?
No, I never heard of it.
It was interesting listening to her. She called them the healthy carbs. You know, when people say, oh, I can't eat carbs, most of the time they don't realize that vegetables are carbs and that kind of stuff. But I just want to go through some of the things. She literally, and I was just thinking as I was getting my shake ready, how good it is to hear doctors actually saying these foods help prevent cancer. They help prevent diabetes.
Has arrived.
So exciting to hear that kind of talk right now. But they're touted as a miracle cure. They, in a big way, she said. The high-resistant carbs lower the risk of diabetes and cancer. And she literally said, you know, go back to Hippocrates, use food as medicine.
Jeannie has arrived.
Simple carbs, as we know, get changed. Wait, Mark. Hold on one second, guys.
My phone is where in the garage?
I don't know. Since Marty's on his shake now, I have to hold on one second. I just have to pour the second water in. I did assure him that he really is able to do this himself, so hopefully tomorrow he will do that.
Good luck.
Well, I assured him that even he could do this. It's not hard. All you do is add water and shake. Anyway, anybody else want to say hello before I continue?
This is Jeannie. Good morning.
Jeannie, how are you?
Good.
And
I'll be experimenting with...
Go ahead.
I'll be experimenting with that next week with Ricky, too.
Oh, good. Marty's
I was going to say, Denny already does it, so tell Marty that.
He's ahead of the curve, sir.
No. No.
He's ready to get
anyway, I was talking about, any of you guys watch yesterday?
Missed it completely.
Okay. Well, as I said, I haven't usually been going over what I've seen there, because obviously it's available to all of us, but this kind of perked my interest because we haven't really, I don't remember hearing about resistant carbs before. And to continue, she says that resistant carbs, you know, the simple carbs change into sugar and they're absorbed in the small intestine. The resistant carbs do not change into sugar, and so they're not digested as simple carbs. They'll go down into the large intestine, and they sweep the toxins out of the body, and they give the blood, the good bacteria, nutrients they need to thrive. Am I correct that the lactoferrin is a prebiotic and the Vital Balance is a probiotic?
That's what Dave said. This is Monty.
That's correct. Am I right? Okay, because at the very end.
Yes, you're right, according to what I understood, too. Same thing.
Okay. At the end, I said everybody should be taking a probiotic, so we are. Anyway, and the probiotics is what's in yogurt, and that's what's in the Vital Balance, more than 10 six-ounce cups in the Vital Balance, one serving. Okay, I just cleared my own head with that. Anyway, they mentioned specifically colon cancer. Hi, Monty. The resistant carbs bulk up the stool, create an enormous amount of bowel movement, as she said, that help sweep all the toxins out of the colon. They encourage growth of good bacteria. They produce short-chain fatty acids, which is an energy source for cells living in the colon, lining the colon, which is essential for having a healthy colon lining. Starches lower the risk of inflammation and lower the risk of colon cancer. They can lower the risk of colon cancer by 50% with a plant-based diet and a higher intake of resistant starch diet. And I said, wow, you can't even do that with drugs. I mean, he was that blatant. So anybody who laughs at what we're doing, continue your enjoyment of that one. Then she mentioned breast cancer also. You can lower the growth of breast cancer with the estrogen receptor positive with the intake of the resistant carbs. Significantly slows down the rate of growth. Mark, shake that around so you get the seven size of tumors by consuming large amounts of resistant carbs. Diabetes. 1 in 3 of us is affected by diabetes. With these carbs, you don't get the high spike in blood sugar and huge spike in insulin release, which is a major risk factor for diabetes. The pancreas doesn't have to work so hard pumping out the insulin, will end up causing diabetes. The resistant carb rules to prevent cancer. 1, you eat the carbs without the spike in blood sugar. It can help prevent cancer. They help with digestion. They're a form of prebiotic food, and the prebiotic is what the bacteria that's already in our gut eat. The rules, pasta, and of course they're talking about the whole grain pasta, eat it undercooked, al dente. It's much more resistant to being broken down by the enzymes in the small intestine that cause blood sugar spike. Cook it for 3 or 4 minutes less than the box says, and you can have it once or twice a week. That's okay. And they also use a cook-then-cool technique. Its nutritional profile changes when you cool the resistant carbs. And it reminded me this morning, it's been several years already, that we heard that you shouldn't reheat pasta if you're going to eat it after the first day. And I wonder if this is what she's talking about. She talked about how, and she showed how if you overcook pasta, or what they say on the box, it becomes much mushier, and so that's much closer to the sugar-absorbing type, whereas if you can bend it in half and it's, you know, more chewy, that's what we're looking for. You'll end up with a more resistant starch eating it cooled or at room temperature than right from the stove. And she had a rice and beans dish there that's more resistant cooled or at room temperature. So rather than eating it hot off the pot, let it cool to room temperature or even refrigerate if you want. And that way you can eat this 2 or 3 times a week as a main or a side dish if you're eating it, you know, combined with the beans or as a side dish. Buy the BBs, beans, barley, and bread. More fiber than starchy carbs. They produce less glucose breakdown, less insulin release, and they keep you full. They don't contribute as much to diabetes and your waistline, and you should obviously look for whole grain bread. So that was beans, barley, and bread. This one is very new to me. eat green bananas. Anybody ever do this?
No.
She's from Jamaica, which I didn't realize. Pretty woman. And
Jenny does, and he's the only one that, and he is, that's the only way he likes them. And I know there's not near the sugar in the green ones that there is in the ripe ones.
Yes. The you know, she said, I'm not telling you not to eat one that's riper, but in Jamaica, what they do with the green banana is they boil it in the peel. Then it peels, you know, and because even Oz said, you know, it's hard to peel them. She said, well, you're going to boil it in the peel, and then you can just strip the peel off, and they mash it and use it like a potato, like mashed potatoes.
That's what a plantain is, Nancy, because they don't even ripen like a banana. And I think, well, I know they do that to plantains because I've done it.
Yeah, well, you can do it with a green banana now.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Yeah.
Less expensive. And you know, she said she likes to put in whatever she puts in mashed potatoes. And so it was definitely something new to try for me. They have more resistant starch, more fiber, less sugar than the ripe banana. Green also has less calories than a ripe banana. You boil it in the skin, peel it, mash it. It's great as a side dish, she said. You can have it once or twice a week. You can add 2 or 3 servings of green bananas per week. And again, he said everybody should be taking probiotic as well as prebiotics. And then she talked about resistant starch flour. And I know you use some of this, Char. It helps prevent cancer and diabetes also. Loaded with health benefits. And she mentioned sorghum flour, corn or maize flour, or green banana flour. Has more flour, more fiber, less sugar, 2 to 3 times fiber as regular white flour. And the resistant starch flours have 8 grams of fiber per cup compared to 3 to 4 grams of the white fiber, oh, the white flour. 50 calories less than in the white flour. There's less sugar, less insulin spike, less prediabetes potential, less cancer risk. And they had a couple of people who made things. One was a pizza crust, the other was a muffin. They didn't say that the recipes were online. I don't know. The muffins, they said it was very good. You can use it in soups or sauces. He replaced 1/3 of the flour in the recipe with the resistant starch flour, and they loved the taste of it. So if you have to use 3 cups of flour in a recipe, use 1 of those cups, 1 for 1, with the resistant starch flour. It's about $10 a bag online, or some grocery stores have it, she said. The green banana flour is hard to find, but the label must say on it, resistant starch, right on the package. So, this was all new to me.
It would be much less expensive to use the flours that you can buy, because they are not expensive if you get a good source for them, like Azure and stuff. There's all kinds of shortcut guys that don't run out and buy just stuff that they're necessarily talking about, because this stuff is common in the world in other places.
Right.
And it's, you know, it's just new to us this way.
Well, you've been using sorghum for a while, haven't you, Char?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've got all the flours that you're talking about.
Banana one also?
No, I don't have the banana one. Sorry. No, don't have the banana one. Not familiar with that one. But boiling the bananas and all that. Remember way back when that gal was so big on plantains, and I started using the plantains because she said 2 to 3 times a week use plantains in your diet because they're good for your bones. They're incredibly healthy for your bones.
Wow.
And those you really don't find ripe if you do there. And they're not expensive. They're, at least out here, they're not expensive. I mean, you get a huge one for 50 cents, and that will replace potatoes in a soup in a heartbeat. I mean, I've done that many times with them. So we haven't heard it put so important, okay? We didn't know this kind of research behind it. I'm not claiming to know anything ahead of any of you guys by any means. I'm just saying I happen to have used them for a different reason.
Right. Yeah, she's a gastroenterologist, and he's had her on before. I don't remember her name, but pretty woman.
I wish I would have gotten it copied. This is one I missed, not due to anything other than the power outage, and the unit wasn't working when I went and looked. So too late to do anything about it. But anyway, like you said, you'll probably have it on again.
Well, if you want to find it as a repeat, the title of it was not her. He started the program with Iyanla Van Zandt on, and that's the title of the program. So
it was what? The title was what?
Iyanla Van Zandt, Iyanla Vanzant.
Okay, Iyanti.
Iyanla. That's her first name.
Oh, okay.
Van Zandt, Van, V as in Victor, A-N, Z as in Zebra, A-N-T.
Okay.
The title to watch for when they're doing repeats, because it's the second half of that program.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. It was different for me, too. That's why I thought I would talk about it, since we haven't really, I don't know that we've talked about the differentiation quite that way.
Not at all. I haven't heard it.
Yeah. Anybody else have any comments, questions, thoughts? In a little magazine type thing that we get periodically from, that has different articles, and there's an MD who had a write-up in it from last month yet, and it was just interesting because he's doing things that we are also. And the name of his program is Turbo Slim, which was an interesting name. And he's quickly becoming one of the most talked about disease reversal and weight loss plans available. He talks about heart disease, cancer, autoimmune, and many other medical problems caused by eating addictive, disease-promoting foods. In order to achieve the best health possible, we need to eat the healthiest foods possible. Readers who are suffering from obesity, diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, or any other chronic health problems are encouraged to apply to be selected to participate in a program at no charge. How about that? If you're on medications or have attempted to reverse the issue in the past without success, he wants to know about it. It's an 18-week program. You eat real food instead of reducing food quantity. The focus is on increasing food quality. Sound familiar?
A little bit.
Yeah. And then interestingly, and I don't have it, you must have thrown it away, but further on through the magazine, he also is doing something with hemorrhoids. I'm not sure what the connection is, but he's an internist, so I don't know. Whether it's what you were talking about, he's an internal medicine board certified, whether it's what you were talking about with your guy out there doing the hemorrhoid shot or not, I don't know, but he's doing something different with hemorrhoids. It is not surgical. So it's just interesting.
Where does he live? Do you know?
He's local.
Oh, he's local. Okay. Okay. That'll be interesting.
Yeah, he's got an office. He has a couple of offices, actually. One in Fairlawn that's closer to Akron, and one in Mentor that's east of here. So, yeah.
Well, people need to know for sure on that one that there's an alternative, a huge alternative that is humanly, what can I say? I can't even think of what the wordage I want to use is. But anyway, it's an alternative, and you don't suffer with it like
right.
You do. It's humane with what my doctor said. He says, one of my doctors, what years ago when he found out about it, OBGYN, he says, that is the last surgery I would ever suggest for a woman. He says it's very necessary at times, but he said it is the most inhumane function that a doctor ever does to a woman. He says it's just ridiculous. That was his take on the way that it's barbaric is another word he used. He says that surgery is barbaric. And he says to find out there's another way of treating them that is totally effective, more effective even than surgery. He said this is unconscionable to not know that. really strong words. I mean, and it's right here in our city, and people come from all over the world to have it done.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's outlawed in other cities by the AMA. It's not allowed, but it was grandfathered in here because it takes place, and it's done with it's done almost like laser surgery. It's that mm-hmm. sophisticated. Our doctor was that does it was going to go and set up a clinic in China years and years ago, and he decided it was just way too much. He had more than he could handle here, so he never did it.
Interesting.
So if it happens to be the same type of thing, but anyway, that is already available and has been since the 1920s here, so.
Good.
And not a common table topic.
Yeah.
I'm making note.
I talked about this newsletter that I get from the Food and Water Watch, which is, they do some wonderful things. And this one talks about fracking, which, I'm not going to get into that right now. They talk, here's a little article about GE salmon, soon to be on your plate, unlabeled, which we talked about recently. Some of their achievements. They are strongly fighting the genetically engineered foods. So they're one of the, they are definitely wanting to get rid of the antibiotics, get rid of the, they're anti-fracking, they're anti-bottled water, and where else? Oh, this is good. They're talking about the book Foodopoly. I think we've talked about that. Depicts the decaying diet of Americans and the broken food system in that book. Where else would you be served spray cheese and crackers, candy antibiotics, and shot glasses full of corn syrup? By the Beard House, of course, but only in the book launch of Foodopoly, The Future of Food and Farming in America.
Is that a movie?
No, it's a book.
It's a book, okay.
Yeah, and you can go to foodopoly.org. They're having events, I guess, book signings or whatever.
Okay.
None in Arizona that I see. And they don't accept any corporate or government funding. All of their work is made possible through donations. Stop fracking. Demand that you have the right to know what's in your food. To ensure that the government does its job to protect our health, safety, food, and water. I think we did send them money at the end of the year. What's this? It's been a while since I read this.
Title of that book again was?
Foodopoly. Foodopoly. They asked primary concern about local, state, and national issues related to food and water. Number one choice was all three, 67%, with national issues in second place at 18%. The members care about the world when it comes to specific issues. It's clear we care deeply. A rating of 5, very important about food safety, food labeling, so you know what's in your food, stopping fracking, and chemical contamination in our water. People don't understand what we mean by financialization of nature, but 62% say it's very important. They should provide more information on this. Stopping factory farming to ensure safe seafood. Each one of them was rated 4 to 5 by at least 70% of the respondents. Then they have a little chart here that shows 86% rated chemical contaminants in water, 83% fracking, 83% knowing what's in your food labeling, food safety at 81%, and 75% safe seafood. And then on the back, let me decide. Last year, Food and Water Watch worked hard to support California's Prop 37 calling for the labeling of genetically engineered foods. They were disappointed the measure was defeated, but they're not deterred. They're going to keep fighting for it. Currently active in over 15 states, working with state, local, and local partners on labeling efforts. This year, all eyes are on Washington State, where Label It Wash WA has qualified 1-522, a label measure, for the ballot in November. So, you know, they're out there fighting for what we believe in, and it just seems like a good place to maybe support sometimes, if you want. But I've talked about them in the past a little bit, so anybody have any final questions, thoughts, or concerns?
Yeah, I just wanted to go back to the Dr. Oz article, program that you were talking about. And so I went in on his website, and he had, there's everything there that took place yesterday. So if you missed the show, you certainly can pick it up there. And the doctor that you were trying to figure out the name of that you had forgotten was Dr. Robin Chutkan, C-H-U-T-K-A-N.
Thank you. And I know Robin is spelled a different way, too.
Yeah, it's R-O-B-Y-N-N-E.
C-H-U-T-K-A-N?
Yes.
Did they give the recipes for the muffins?
No, I didn't see that here.
The pizza, they love the taste of the pizza crust. It was more chewy, he said. Okay.
Yeah, I haven't found that yet.
A lot of times if you just go under recipes, it'll say the most recent recipes. I don't know whether that's a daily thing or not, but I found that to be true sometimes.
Very often he'll say, and these recipes are online, but he didn't say that yesterday, so I don't know. I'm not running out to make them anyway, but it was interesting. So, yeah, thank you for that. I appreciate that, Anne, that you checked that out for those who didn't see it and those who don't repeat.
Well, and I'm not seeing the recipe under the recipes.
Not too bad. I don't know who those two people were, but somehow they got involved with the program and made the pizza and the muffin. Muffins were very large. Anyway,
yes.
Anybody else have any final closing thoughts or concerns? Well, guys,
just thank you for all the excellent info.
Thank you. This is my final show for a while. I'm not going to be on the call for a while now. Next week at this time, I will be at the hospital.
Well, we'll be thinking of you.
Thank you.
Yes, you'll be in our prayers for sure, Nancy.
Thanks. It's time.
Yes, Nancy. Right. Take care.
Thank you. I appreciate everybody's support and continuing support of the calls. I think that says so much for our energy and what we believe in and what we're looking for to improve our lives. So keep it going, and when I come back, I'll be here.
Well, you're
thank
good
you.
It will
thank
too.
You.
Take care.
Take care, man.
Thanks.
Bye.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.